Blog Talk Radio.
Michelle Watson, I will be filling in for your regular host, Verna, tonight, and we thank you for joining us. We want to give a shout-out real quick to all of our sponsors before we get started, and tonight we are going to welcome Cece Moreland. She is the founder of People Service Staffing in the Dallas, Texas area. Welcome, Cece.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, great. Thank you. Can you tell us what what People Service Staffing is and exactly what it is you do?
So what we do is we knock on the doors of employers and say, hello, my name is Cece Moreland. I'm with People Services Staffing. I was wondering if you had any hiring needs. And they would say yes or no. And then once they say yes, I have a talent attraction portal of so many resumes, so many people are laid off, so many people looking for jobs. I am able to match a qualified candidate with an employer pretty quickly.
Okay,
so,
great.
Yeah.
And how long ago did you found your business?
I started in March of 2014. So what happened, I was working for the Texas workforce here in Dallas, Texas. I started there back in 2008, but you know when they were having all of these government problems and different things like that, I experienced a RIF, a reduction in federal funding. So I was laid off in March of 2013, but I knew that I had wanted to start my own business because I was pretty good at finding people jobs. So I said, well, let me just branch out on my own and then just start my own staffing agency. And, you know, the funny thing is I started with two partners, and the first month they were just gone, so it was just me. So, but I'm thinking I never would have gotten out of the boat without them. You know what I mean?
You know? Right.
So pretty, it's a lot starting a business, but it's rewarding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. That is wonderful. Tell me, you say that you believe that future leaders must be developed today. What do you do within your agency to develop those leaders?
Well, what we do is I'm also a teen advocate. And what I do is I work with youth, and we host teen summits. We try to motivate them into going to college. We work with mostly at-risk teens and, you know, their family. So what we do is we kind of motivate them to come to CERT or something that we host. We have colleges, over 85 colleges attend. We have a gospel concert. And then we have a job there. So we invite football players to come to motivate the kids, to, you know, to mentor the children, the teens, and then the colleges. I mean, we have colleges all from Alaska to California, And so we just want to motivate their minds to go to college, you know. And then at-risk kids, at some point, they can go to college for free. I know especially at community colleges, there's scholarships, there's Pell Grants and everything. So Bishop T.D. Jakes said that they are building prisons based upon third grade test scores. So what I do is what our organization does, we change the trend. No, that is not going to happen on our watch. So we start these concerts for children, you know, 10 years old and up, you know. So that's what we do. We develop them right now, get them to the colleges. And the colleges are very excited, too. Like Alaska would come and they'd bring a display and, you know, make you want to go to Alaska, you know.
Right. Yeah. I want to go to Alaska.
I know, right?
Beautiful.
I know. It is so cool. It is so cool. And I love doing this. You know, we're all about human services. That's why we're here.
Okay.
It's all about human services. You know?
Okay. And how does human services tie into the actual corporation and what you do?
Well, it's just human.
I understand,
you know,
it from the team perspective.
Yeah. Servicing humans, period, at risk. Not only are we working with the child, we're also working with the parents. So we go into low-income communities, and we service them. I signed up with a after-school program where we provide food and education to these low-income apartments. So what a child does, they come home from school, they come over there to the community room, and then we have a hot meal or sandwiches waiting for them, and then we have like a STEM teacher there. And a STEM teacher, of course, is science, technology, engineering, and math. You know, so you know, just giving them an additional hand. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that sounds really, really great.
Yeah.
Tell me about what kind of response you're having from companies and hiring your staff.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I started in March of 2014. Mm-hmm. I did not land my first employer until September of 2014. So, you know, starting a business is not, you know, it's you have to have staying power. You know, you want it, I'm starting a business, and I'm going to have my clients just like this. I'm going to have so many people. But no, it doesn't exactly work like that. So, you know, you have to go through trials and tribulations, and you have to prove how bad you want it. You know, I was reading something in T.D. Jakes' book that he has. You know, it's about this puppy. There's this puppy. They call him Pup, but he was chained to this. He was a big dog. But anyway, he was chained to this fence, right? And so he would reach out to something, you know, he sees something, someone coming too close to him, he'll grab him, you know, try to bite him. And then but the chain would catch him. But there was one time he wanted something so bad. So he broke that chain, and he got, you know, he chased the perpetrator or whatever he was. But it's like if you want something bad enough, you're going to reach out and you're going to get it. So I landed my first $100,000 employer in September. And so that's when we were able to place staff in different places in these low-income communities to teach and feed children. So that was cool. Just hang
great.
In there, entrepreneurs. Hang in there, startup. So it is worthy, you know. It's worth it. So hang in there.
And do you find that telling your personal story to the youth helps to encourage them as well?
Oh my gosh, you know. Yes, ma'am, I do. I tell them real life stories. You know, when I was married at 17 years old, and I often find myself going into school, and I mentoring to these teens that are in alternative schools. Like, why are you guys here? You're so blessed, you know. And then I share with them, you know, when I was your age, I was 17. If I could do it all over again, if I was sitting in these chairs right now, I would be that attorney. My goal was to be an attorney, but no, I wanted to get married instead. But so, yes, I am able to share with them and share how blessed they are. And, you know, there's no reason why you should be an alternative school. I mean, there is so much out there, especially when there's so much entrepreneur. There's teen entrepreneur schools around for teens. You know, it's just so much for them to do. But yes, yes, I do. I share my story, and it's a blessing to do that.
Okay, great. Because I think sometimes that we do get caught up in bringing in the sports celebrities, which is a good idea. But at the same time, not everybody who wants to play will. And so I think that giving them real-life people stories that they can touch and see and get to know who live right there among them helps them as well.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. So take Dez Bryant. So our next event is in 2016. So we are reaching out to Dez Bryant right now. Dez Bryant, of course, Dallas Cowboy player, young man, very young man. You know, and he grew up in Dallas, you know, kind of in the hood, you know. So he would be a great role model because he is an awesome young man right now. He's an awesome young man right now. So he would be a great role model for some of our teams. See, if you try hard enough, if you want it bad enough, you can achieve whatever you put your mind to. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that.
Oh.
And then... yeah, and then another thing that we do is for people, I mean, you need to have personal development. So even though I am in my staffing agency, I find that, yes, I have my academic education. I have my professional certification, my bachelor's degree from Dallas Baptist University, but I never had financial education. You know, that is so important. So when I received $100,000, you know, I was buying this for the office and buying that for the office. And then I had some downtime. It's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't need this and I didn't need that. So, you know, and you know how the rich stay rich. They don't buy all this extra stuff and all that. So financial education is teaching me those things, you know. And, you know, to be in business, am I talking to a bunch of entrepreneurs out there? Hello, entrepreneurs. If you can hear me, I'm CC Moreland, People Services Savvy. But I love business. I do. And I just want to share a few more pointers about business. Business.
Sure, go ahead.
One thing that would help your business is the law of association. Who are you hanging around with? Who do you hang around with? If you hang around people that's like, oh, my gosh, I'm broke. I don't have this. I don't have that. Then boom, that's where your mentality could possibly fall. So I joined this millionaire club over here in Dallas, Texas, and I have learned so much. And another law of business is edification, you know, building up your partners. I mean, just talking to people and talking to your staff and just building them up, you know, because they're working in the office. They will work a lot better for you if you would just edify them as opposed to yell at them all the time, you know what I mean? And then the law of large numbers. At my job, I have to call like 30 to 100 calls a day. That puts me in the $50,000 to $100,000 range or more, just calling, branding your business, introducing your business, different things like that. The more clients you have, the more job seekers you have. So by the end of July, I will have 50 employers and 100 employees working for People Services, you know, just out there, just working for People Services staffing. And then the law of duplication, teach others to do what you do. So I have my daughter, she works in the office with me, who would eventually just kind of take over the office because I would be traveling one day, you know. I want to go see the world. You know, I've been working all my life, but it's just time to travel, you know? You don't feel like that? Yes. Yeah, so it is exciting. Uh-huh. It is exciting. So lovely,
right.
Lovely,
well,
lovely.
Being an entrepreneur myself, I have taken lots of notes here. And so I do appreciate your talking with us. Are there any final thoughts at all that you would like to share?
I do. What we do is we also help, there are minority business enterprise certifications out there. So with a minority business, it's the MBE, Minority Business Enterprise Certification, what you do is you go and bid on these large corporate jobs. And I am bidding on a $6.7 million bid because it is open to you. I mean, you go to these corporations, you go to procurement and see what they have there. You qualify for it. If it's something you can do, then you just go and bid on that job, and then the possibilities, and it's just endless possibilities. So I just wish everyone can kind of take advantage of that Minority Business Enterprise. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, but anyway.
Okay, that's really good advice.
Yes. And you can share my contact information. If I can help anyone with anything, please just let me know, you know, if they need any type of assistance with their minority business certifications and different things.
Okay, great.
Yay.
Well, I think that we are just about ready to close out. If you don't have anything else that you would like to share, I would like to ask just one quick question, if it can take just one moment.
Sure.
You provide skills for success in educational, emotional, and spiritual development. How does the spiritual development tie into what you do with the youth?
Well, you know, God is in everything that I do. And so my job is to, God told me to gather thousands in one assembly and share living water. So I just share with everyone that I can that God is so awesome. And he is there and he loves you so much. And that's what we do. That's why we host the gospel concerts, you know, to minister to their spirits and, you know, just to love on them, just the way God loves on us. But I gotta say, he's all that I am and all that I ever want to be. So that's the spiritual part of it. Good question.
Well, that is really great. I do appreciate you sharing with us today. And I'm going to go ahead and close this out. We thank again our sponsors. We thank our listeners. I would like to leave everyone with today's scripture verse. It is, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven, and he is a shield to all who trust in him. Psalm 18 and 30, that's from the New King James. And I am going to close us out with our signature song from Mr. John Murray, Release the Sound. You all have a good night. Thank you.
We sanctify. We unify.
We
lift your praises.